By a remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Prime Minister Hassan Diab declared Wednesday a day of mourning in Lebanon after a powerful blast devastated the port in the capital city of Beirut, killing at least 73 people and injuring more than 3,700. Officials said they expected the official casualty figures to rise as crews worked through the way the rubble of damaged buildings and people searched for missing family and friends. The exact cause of Tuesday's blast was not clear, but Lebanese officials put the focus on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanese President Michel Aoun, who called on an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was sending the government personnel along with emergency doctors and tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help with recovery efforts. The United Nations also said it was helping with the response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time. And U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House that the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again Wednesday to work out an agreement on a new coronavirus aid package by the end of the week. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said after 90 minutes of negotiations Tuesday that the goal was to finalize the proposal in the coming days in order to allow for a vote in Congress next week. Two sides have been divided by the size of the proposed aid packages. Democrats calling for $3.4 trillion in new spending. Republicans want to limit it to $1 trillion. For more news, join us at our website, voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says there has been a threefold rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 among young people over the last 5 months. World Health Organization blaming the jump on a lack of attention to social distancing. Health experts say young people tend to be less likely to wear masks and social distance. They are also more likely to go to jobs, to beaches and bars, or shopping. The U.S., France, Germany, Spain, Japan, among the countries reporting the largest growth in infections among young people. Officials in Tokyo have said they plan to carry out coronavirus testing in the city's entertainment district, where many young people gather. They are also asking nightclubs to ensure partygoers have plenty of space. Honduras announced on Tuesday it will reopen its airports to domestic flights next week and international flights the following week, August 17th. Airports in the Central American country have been closed since March. The coronavirus has brought the struggling Honduran economy to a near crawl. The government hopes that allowing more travel and tourism will give it a boost. The storm that hit the United States is Hurricane Isaias and killed 6 people has brought heavy winds and rain up the East Coast, expected to dissipate late Wednesday or early Thursday over southeastern Canada. The U.S. National Weather Service said the storm weakened to a post-tropical cyclone late Tuesday. Forecasters expect the storm to bring about 2 to 7 centimeters of rain to southeastern Canada while its winds continue to die down. Isaias came ashore in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, Monday night. Its Category 1 hurricane quickly moved up the east coast of the U.S., losing some force as it drifted inland, but leaving behind floods, downed trees, and extensive power outages. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa has appealed for national unity against what he called evil and dark forces. Televised address, the president blamed opposition groups whom he described as terrorists working with outsiders for destabilizing Zimbabwe's economy. And Yemen health authorities say 17 people, including 8 children, were killed in flash flooding and by lightning in Yemen's northern region. The fierce storms have added to misery of the war-torn country, which the UN has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. 5 years of conflict has left large parts of the country in ruins. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.